Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 1. What's in a Name? October 29, 2004. From the Lord, our God and Savior, the word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for Timothy, and for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord to His servant, Timothy, both your earthly father and his namesake are no more, for even your earthly father shall be given a new name, if he so chooses, in the day of reckoning. Therefore, from this day onward you shall be called Timothy, he who honors God, and all who walk this path with you should refer to you as such, for ye shall number your steps before me, seeking always to do that which is right and good in my eyes. I am the Lord. Yet of those who withstand you and persecute you on account of my words, all these hypocrites who have come out to fight against you and slander your name, behold, they shall all be made to fall at your feet in the day I send you. Then they will know, I am the Lord. And I myself have loved you. For in that day you shall go out and you shall come in, and bring glory to my name. Yet you ask, what's in a name? It has no power. Timothy, you speak in ignorance. For the name above all names, is Yahuwah, the Lord, who is also called Jehovah in your tongue. My name has weight and power. And behold, in the day I cause my name to resound in all the earth, my people shall fear and the multitudes shall tremble. Lo, many shall be cut to the heart. For there is only one name under heaven, by which you must be saved. And oh, how blessed are those who put their trust in him. Timothy, have I not already told you, a name is to be worth more than all the riches of Solomon? So then use the name given you, that those who hear it may come to know its meaning and walk in like manner, honoring him who called you, by whom you were also named. By his name is a man known, not by his position or works, for these things shall pass away. Blessed, therefore, is the man whose name is written in the book of life, for he shall inherit everlasting life, and his name shall endure forever, says the Lord.